Stacy Hervella, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, on the line with us. And Stacy, we covered a bunch of things. First and foremost, there are new plants out there, but we'll talk about those. But can't we just choose the colors we like for our garden? Because I don't like pink.
You all have executive permission to plant whatever color you like for your garden. And, you know, I think when you're talking about planting in front of your house or, like, landscaping, anything like that, one thing that people don't consider is not just the colors that they like, but the color of their house, because you really should be planting to accentuate the color of your house, you know, whether it's a contrasting color or something that complements it, if you have brick, you know, and that's a really important consideration that a lot of people just don't really think about. So that is also a big clue if you're indecisive.
Now, Steve Bertrand, our the best news guy on the planet, was talking about removing a bunch of yews from the front of his house. Steve, are you looking for ideas for what to replace them with?
Well, so talking about our house, so we're putting like some, I don't even know, I'm sorry I brought it up because I don't know the names, but there's like some low-lying chartreuse sort of shrubs spreading that we're going to plant in there, I think. Some coral bells, things like that.
Bill, you... Bill just...
Those are Christmas carols, Steve. Those aren't plants.
Silver bells.
Oh, right.
All right, Stacy.
Yeah, those are all excellent. And, you know, I think one of the great things that Steve just said is that he's planting for foliage, because flowers are great, but flowers come and go. So when you plant something with nice, colorful foliage, like you said, there's some, like, low-lying chartreuse stuff, which sounds like it could be, like, a low arborvitae or a juniper or something like that. And the silver bells, the heuchera, that's colorful foliage. So even when those things aren't flowering, or when you have other things and they're not flowering, that's really going to contribute, you know, a lot of color and interest in what they call curb appeal, of course, to your landscape. So great job, Steve.
Well, thank you.
Something that's out there, again, I mentioned I like purple, and I love the Rose of Sharon because it doesn't require a lot of upkeep and you get these beautiful flowers. Is there a purple Rose of Sharon that's available?
Oh, my goodness, Wendy, you are spoiled for choice with purple roses of Sharon. There are many, and I did want to mention one of the new plants that we that you'll see on the market at your garden centers this year, and that's called Purple Pillar Rose of Sharon. And what's really cool about this one is that most roses of Sharon, you know, they're pretty big plants. They take up a lot of space. But Purple Pillar is like a narrow pillar. I mean, it's just about 2 feet wide, and it gets to be, you know, up to 10 feet tall, but it's the perfect kind of space-saving plant, you know, to put next to your front door or something like that. And then you're going to get just a column of purple flowers and, you know, without taking up a lot of space. And you'll get all that great color, all that low maintenance, all that all summer bloom, which I think is really important with Rose of Sharon because they bloom at a lot, you know, when a lot of things aren't flowering. So that's a really, really nice choice. There's also one called Purple Satin. And the nice thing about Purple Satin, really good, rich purple flowers, and it is seedless. So if you've ever grown Rose of Sharon and you have all the little babies popping up here, yep, there, and everywhere, we really work on finding seedless varieties so you don't have that chore. So that makes them a truly low-maintenance plant.
Stacy, can I ask you, a little while ago you said that Wendy has a lot of choices this year when it comes to purple flowers. Why would this year be different from last year?
Oh, what I really meant is that there's so many purple roses of Sharon because people love them. So, you know, you can get a columnar one, like I mentioned, and, you know, double ones that have, like, the big sort of powder puff in the center. Mm-hmm. But purple is such a popular color, and, you know, it's such a broad color range. So another plant that you might consider would be the new Miss Violet butterfly bush. Do you like butterfly bush, Wendy?
I have planted one in the past, and it didn't do well. Does it? It needs lots of sun, doesn't it?
Needs full sun, yep. Yeah. But I'll tell you, if you are a purple lover, you've got to check this out because the flowers are like electric, plugged-in purple.
Oh.
It's a nice 4 to 5 foot size, so really useful for the landscape. But yeah, butterfly bushes do need full sun. And, you know, I know a lot of people in the Chicago area have struggled with them before. And really, there's two main secrets you need to know to be successful with butterfly bush. Plant them in full sun. And don't plant them too low. So, like, you know, when you go to actually plant your shrub, you don't want it to be sitting even level with the ground. You definitely don't want it to be below the ground. You want it to be slightly high because that causes the water to drain away from the roots. And the roots of butterfly bush are fairly susceptible to rotting in clay soils, which, of course, you have in droves,
yes,
throughout the state. And so that will really help you be more successful, just those two simple things.
Stacy Hervella on the line with us, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can get them at your favorite plant store. And I love Proven Winners because to me, they're easy. When I plant them, I know they're going to come back. And this is my favorite time of year when you see the perennials come back. And then you know which holes to fill in your garden.
Exactly. This is such an exciting time of year. And with the long, cool spring we've had, it's really just been so enjoyable because everything is lasting so long and it looks so great. But, you know, that cool spring also means that things might be a little bit later to emerge than they've been in the past. So, you know, people, if they do have those holes or seeing those holes in their garden, they shouldn't write anything off just yet. I would say give it, you know, another 10 days or so just because it has been such a cool spring, even though we all had a pretty mild winter.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the number to call if you have a question.
One of them questions.
If you have a question for Stacy Hervella, we will continue talking. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Some summertime.
Oh, that was pretty.
Summertime is coming. That's when everybody likes to go play in the dirt. Someone has texted us and says that the minerals in the dirt can actually help with anxiety and depression. I don't know if that's true. That's according to a listener, but it works for me. Mm. It really calms my nerves. Plus, it's nice to have a nice cool drink, like maybe lemonade with a little vodka in it while you're planting.
Right.
Stacy Hervella on the line with us, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. You can find them at your favorite garden center. Of course, a lot of people have questions for you. Are you ready to take some questions?
Oh, I'm always ready.
All right. Let's start with a spring bloom. Diane, you had a question for Stacy?
I did. None of my tulip came back this year. We planted them 2 years ago. They all came up this last year, but none came up this year.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that's not an uncommon occurrence, but most people don't understand the reason for it. Where tulips grow in the wild are in the mountains of Turkey, and so it's a really rocky, dry environment in the summer. And most people, where they plant their tulips, they get water all summer long, like they're in a perennial garden or, you know, some kind of bed that's getting water. And if tulips are getting a lot of excessive water in the summer, you know, beyond rainfall, the bulbs will actually rot. And that is why most tulips do not come back. So if you can plant tulips where they're not going to get a whole lot of water in the summer, you know, aside from just natural rainfall, you'll have much better luck with them.
Thank you.
That's weird because I just put bulbs like sometimes in between all the other plants and it does get cold, dark, and dank there. And I noticed they don't come up. I thought chipmunks were getting them or something.
No. Mm-mm.
You especially with tulips, but you know, a lot of people don't realize that, yeah, they like to bake in the summer. And if they're not baking, they're usually rotten.
Stacy, why do I always equate tulips with Holland, not Turkey? Is there a reason for that?
Well, that's just from the production aspect. Of course, the mountains of Turkey aren't very favorable to, you know, harvesting tulips, whereas the low-lying area of the Netherlands is much easier to, you know, work in and harvest the tulips. And, you know, it just, that's where they became popular. And there's just a huge, you know, ornamental agricultural culture there. So in terms of producing them for you to plant in your garden, that works well. But in terms of the longevity of the tulips, you know, in your yard, that summer dryness is really crucial. And a lot of people just don't realize that.
Hmm. All right.
All right. We were talking about pick the colors that you like to put in your garden and also pick the colors that complement or contrast greatly with the color of your house. But Jan has an interesting color question. Jan, Stacy Hervella.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Is there any way to tell what color chipmunks do not like? I planted impatience for years, and you're changing the color. But one year I planted a lot of red hues, and they just attacked the red flowers and ate all the tops.
And
they left the white ones with the red, you know, centers till the end. And then, you know, by a month later, then they ate those, like they were desperate for them. Why would they be attracted to red?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have never heard of any, you know, research or conjecture even that that they have color preferences. But, you know, there's a lot of factors that could go into that. It could be simply where in the bed they are planted. You know, they're creatures of habit, so they might like one area better. They feel like they're better protected in that area, so they're not going to get caught by a cat or, you know, a bird or something
or
like
by
that.
Jan.
Or by Jan.
Okay.
Or you know, that there's just a different nutrient level, which is also possible. I mean, the colors in plants, you know, when people talk about, like, phytonutrients and the vitamins in plants, just as for chipmunks and for us, that's due to the flower color. So it is possible that the reds had more vitamins in it, and that was part of it. So I don't know for sure, but you might just want to stick with the white ones and test out the theory.
Well, I tried, yes. Well, I did, and they would skip the ones that weren't, you know, had any red. It would go.
Oh, interesting.
And I kind of know where they live, and so they would start out near their home, and then they would just, I have a lot of impatience, and they would just. But I never had.
Bill's really impatient too sometimes, Jan.
No, that's not true.
Well, thank you.
All right. Now, a lot of people like roses. I have to be honest with you. I've heard roses are tough to deal with. You have to cover them up in the winter. I had roses in our backyard when we moved in. I didn't want to keep them, so I didn't do anything, and they're flourishing. They're not that hard to take care of, are they?
They are not hard to take care of. And, you know, roses have come a long way in the last 15 years compared to the olden days. So, you know, most of the roses that are sold now, like all of the Proven Winners roses, if you've heard of a rose called Knockout, those do not need any protection. They are completely hardy. You don't need to worry about covering them or you know, piling up soil around the base. You can really pretty much just plant them, mulch them, and forget them. Just make sure that they're in full sun. And, you know, in the Proven Winners roses, we have, gosh, about 12 different colors and sizes and shapes and different types of flowers. And they are all pretty much foolproof. In fact, some of them even grow in zone 3, which is like way, way up into Canada, even colder
cold,
than Minneapolis.
Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, people, if they like roses and they feel like, oh, I can't grow them, they really need to rethink that and get in touch with us, and we can give them, you know, all the information they need to be successful.
All right. And one final question about roses. At this point, you notice that they're big and ugly and dead. Can you trim them down to the ground? How do you know where to trim them?
So at this point of the season, you know, all roses in our climate should be showing signs of new growth. So you should see like little bits of green here and there. And anything above that green that is dead and not showing signs of life, just cut that off. Cut it off to just above where that green point is emerging. If you have whole branches that are dead, yeah, just go ahead and take those as close to the ground as you can. And what that will do is let sun and air and everything get to the parts of the plant that are still alive, and they will take off. And really, you know, even if your rose had a lot of dieback, which shouldn't happen for the most part if you're shopping locally and picking a rose that's appropriate for your climate, you know, it just give them a little bit of sun and water, and they'll take off. They will catch up to any damage very, very quickly.
I'm going to do that this weekend. And how do people get a hold of you? She's Stacy Hervella, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, available at your favorite garden center. What's the best place to get a hold of you?
Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me is on our Facebook page, and we are at Proven Winners Color Choice, or PW Color Choice, on Facebook. Or if you go to provenwinners.com and click feedback, questions, comments, feedback, you will reach me, and I'll be happy to help you with any gardening questions you have.
Thank you so much, Stacy.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate it.
What, did somebody, you check out for a
somebody
while?
Somebody edited me.
It wasn't me.
No, it might have been me.
All right, so 312-981-7200 is our number, and you are Bill F. I'm Wendy Snyder, and this very radio station right here, 720 WGN.